BBC presents Raise the Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
One armchair without a spring, one sideboard without a side, one Persian rug without a Persian. Well, that finishes the lounge.
Ted, what is all this about?
Well, I'm making a list of our worldly goods with which I am endowed and for which you have never been truly grateful.
Please.
Pass me the inventory book, dear. I want to check the items. Thank you. Here we are. August 1948. Bought inventory book. Uh-huh. Don't appear to have kept a record after that.
A record of what, my peculiar pixie? You haven't bought one single little thing into this house.
Well, I know how you feel about my little wren from Portsmouth.
Ted, now please. Now, as I was saying, you haven't bought a thing into this home in the last, well, I don't know how many years.
Kitty, you know that's not true. You just think again.
Well, there was the... Let me see now. There, was...
there you are. You know darn well there was something.
You're right.
Now
I remember.
Uh-huh.
It was way back in 1953, and anyway, it was only an old...
Maybe it was only a plastic clothesline. But you were excited at the time. At last, you had somewhere to hang them. Look at that way that you rushed up the road to show it to Ruth Potter.
Did I?
Yes, you and that clothesline. All you wanted was a milkman's horse. You could have been taken for Dale Evans. Sometimes I think you're never satisfied, Kitty.
Well, it's not that, darling. It's just that I thought that our home would be different to other people's.
Well, it is, isn't it? It
is. Yes, Ted, but not quite in the way I thought. I even planned in my own mind what our bedroom was going to be like.
You did?
A fitted carpet, chintz curtains, a padded headboard with satin drapes. What do I finish up with? Horse...
Well, what did you finish up with?
4 square yards of floral lino and 2 camp beds.
Then why aren't they in the inventory? What's the good of my spending money if you don't keep a record of it?
Ted, when you spend money, that's a record on its own.
So I mean.
So you admit it.
So I don't. And to get back to our furniture, as I overheard a woodworm say last night. You know it. You know very well the story behind those camp beds.
Mm.
I got them when I left the services.
Yeah.
Had to take what I could get. Was it my fault they ran out of demob suits?
Well.
And now will you let me get on with the inventory, dear, please?
Just a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on in that wee brain of yours?
You'll be surprised. There's plenty going on in this wee brain of mine. Huh? So give Teddy a kiss, because there's plenty going on in his wee brain.
Now, Ted, please. Now, will you stop it?
Come on.
Put me down, darling. The milkman will be here any minute.
Let him wait. Let him wait. I thought of it first. Give it another plonker for beating the milkman.
Ted, will you calm down and be serious for a minute, honestly? What goes with this infantry business? What are you trying to prove? Come on.
I'm merely trying to prove that the best little wife in the world deserves the best that money can buy. Mm-hmm. All the home comforts, all the latest labor-saving devices. And in conclusion, I would like to see this.
All right, all right. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. You can get down off the table now. You've finally got my vote. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I think I suddenly got the message.
Yeah?
Ted, you mean you're actually going to do all these things? I mean, a fridge, new furniture? Uh-oh. Ted, you haven't gone and done something silly.
Yeah.
I couldn't bear the thought of that, you know. My husband, a criminal. By any minute now, there might be a knock on that door. 2 men in uniform would walk in and take you away. Darling, you might get anything from 2 to 5 years. What'll I get?
Well, if you keep this up, the Oscar.
Ted, please, this is serious.
What are we talking about, now, Kitty? You've got nothing to worry your pretty little head about. I'm merely putting in for my £500 overdraft at the bank.
Oh, you are?
Good.
Oh, well, that's nice. Wait a minute. You haven't even got a bank account.
So it's simple. I'll let them have a pound back and open one.
Oh.
They won't turn me down.
No?
They're on a good thing. After all, I have a job with Trumbull and Company.
You're right there, darling. Oh. You have a job getting there in the morning. And when you do get there, you have the job of keeping the job.
You know, you've been brainwashed by Trumbull again about my station.
I think so, yes.
And it's not allowed to wash while the brain is at the station. You don't want to believe anything Trumbull says just because he called me an idiot. I'm the best judge of that.
Yes, Ted.
You leave things to me, darling, please. Well, I must do this. I'm going to prove to that bank manager I'm a man of substance.
Mm-hmm.
A financial genius and a very sound investment. There is one thing before we go, dear.
And what's that, Sir Bernard?
Bring your handbag. We'll need sixpence for the bus.
Ted, just listen to this crowd outside the bank.
Yes, I know, dear. It's more like the fog of night, Gunner, checking out time. Come on, Kitty. We just have to push our way through.
All right.
Right. We're at the door. The next time they'll open, we're in.
All right. There's room for two more standing inside at 500, queuing in all parts for 50s, 100s, and 150s.
Wow. I hope this is going to be worth it. There's quite a crowd in here.
Well, we're moving up, Kitty. It'll soon be our turn.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what's this? This looks like an old portable pen wiper.
Do you mind? My name is Sid Mincing, and I happen to be the manager of this Endersby Crescent branch of the Yorkshire Piggy Bank, and no safe deposit box is touched with the barge bowling. What can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Mincing. Hmm? I've come to do you a favor.
I've come to take 500 out.
I thought it might be like that.
Yes.
I can't see where this is going to stop, you know. We're running short, you know.
Hmm?
We had to make up the last customer's 500 with our summer outing money.
Nice.
Yeah. But there, perhaps you'll bring us back a stick of rock.
Yes.
Now, just supposing, mind you,
yes,
that I'm Charlie enough to advance you 500, Nicker, what do you intend squandering it on?
Please, Mr. Mincing, we don't intend to squander the money.
She's right. My wife is quite right. This money is going to be spent purely on improvements in the home.
Honestly? No mucking about?
Cub's honor.
Well, that's a little better.
Good.
Only I wouldn't like to think that you were going to squander the lolly we've collected together from our staff on such delights of the flesh as 2-2 and 9s at the Regal.
Oh, we don't have to worry about tickets for the Regal, Mincing. We've got a Regal poster in our front window.
I know your house. As a matter of fact, I was passing last night and stopped to see what was showing. I got quite a surprise.
Jessie.
Yes.
I told you before to pull the blind down. Now, Mincing, about this money, haven't you better start counting it out?
A very good question. But first of all, there are, of course, a few little matters of security.
Yes?
May I ask what you earn?
Certainly, Mincing. $3,000 a year.
Really? And what do you get?
$450. You see, it's like this. My boss, Trumbull, and I don't see eye to eye.
You're not a very good risk, are you?
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds, Mr. Mincing. You see, my mother sends us monthly food parcels and all her obsolete boots.
Food and boots?
Yes.
Yes, well, that helps to keep body and soul together.
Those are the jokes that close Kingston Empire. Now, will you shut up, you two? You're a right pair. And come to think of it, that's what Kitty's mother sent us last week. A right pair. I wonder why I kept walking off the pavement.
A bit of a buffoon, your husband, isn't he? Well, I'll give your Mr. Trumbull a ring, if you don't mind.
Thank
and if
you.
He assures me that your position is secure,
yes,
then you can certainly have the money.
Good, good.
Excuse me.
Yes. This is it, Kitty. We'll be all right when Trumbull's finished.
Good morning, Mr. Trumbull. Good. Now, this is Sidney Mincing here of the Endersby Piggy Bank. You see, I have your Mr. Ray here and... Oh, please, Mr. Trumbull. Please, kindly watch your language. Now, I want some information about Mr. Ray, please. Fancy. He doesn't look it, does he? Yeah. And what did she say? Really? Yes. What? You will? I should. In that case, I won't. Yeah. What was that? Mr. Trumbull, you mustn't say that. Goodbye, sir.
All right, Mincing, let's have it. Give it to me straight.
I'm afraid that in view of your boss's reference, there is very little I can give except a little advice.
And what's that?
You'd make Mr. Trumbull so happy if you'd pop in now and again.
So that's all he's got to worry about, eh? What's the good of my going to the office every day? He's never satisfied with anything I do. And as for your bank, why, I wouldn't borrow £500 from you if you gave it to me. And you're not going to, are you?
No. But I can see that we're going to have a bit of trouble with you, you know. Yes, now I've got it. We're going to have the same sort of trouble as we had with the client in Scotland.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You see, 3 weeks ago we refused him an overdraft, so he immediately bought a donkey.
Well, that was the least he could do. That's better than making an ass of himself, isn't it? But tell me more, Mincy. What happened to this?
Well, now, every morning...
Yeah?
By the way, don't forget, this is in Scotland.
Scotland, yes.
Scotland, well, every morning he gets the donkey out and makes a nuisance of himself.
Mincy, I'll say one thing.
Hmm?
You've got guts. But you're not going through with this, are you? Mincy, what? You're not going to do it.
No, you're not. I've got to.
No.
Yes, please. You see, every morning, where to find?
In Scotland. Where else?
This fellow gets his donkey out.
Yes.
And rides. Gets his donkey out. And rides by our bonny bank. Rides by our bonny bank and rides.
To see you in the office again. Oh, you do look a little down in the refuse.
Dumps, dear, dumps.
That's what I mean. You look a little down in the refuse, dumps.
Well, I'm entitled to. Is the tyrant in? Old taut trousers of 1858.
Is that referring to our Mr. Trumbull? He's been in for simply ages.
Has he indeed?
Yes. Mm. And actually, he's in a terribly good mood.
Yeah,
yes. He keeps referring to a telephone conversation he had yesterday with a bank manager, and then he bursts out laughing.
Oh, he does he?
Yes.
It's all through him. I have to keep Kitty in a manner to which she will never become accustomed.
Oh, Mr. Ray, I'm absolutely desolate for you.
You are?
Yes. And if that is the genius little thing that Gloria can do for you, you've only got to say the word.
Oh. Oh, Gloria, you're so understanding. For weeks now, I've been wanting to rest my head on your typewriter pad.
Oh, Mr. Ray. In the meantime, I'd better finish counting these.
Counting those? Good heavens, they're £5 notes. I know they are. I've seen them on the telly. That's a lot of money you've got there, dear.
Yes, and it's all thanks to Mr. Trumbull. He was kind enough to put in a good word for me with the bank manager. So now I've got a simply heavenly little overdraft.
Have you?
Yes.
How about that? So he put in a good word for you, did he? I dread to think of the word he put in for me.
Oh, oh, there you are. Step into my... Step into my office a minute, Ray.
Just listen to him. He hasn't laughed so much since he kissed his Mariah with a cigar in his mouth.
Come in, Mr. Trumbull. You been to any good banks recently?
Oh, we're not our cheerful little self this morning, are we? Come along now. Pucker up. Bossy wants a big beam.
Bossy's already got one. And I'd love to kick it.
What was that, Ray?
I was thinking about your garden, that broad bean. You ought to pick it.
Poppycock, Ray.
So you're growing those as well. Mr. Trumbull, this is serious. Chief, I appeal to you.
You don't appeal to me in the least, Ray.
Please, Mr. Trumbull, don't you realize it isn't easy for me to do this? I'm throwing myself on your mercy. Look, I'm on my knees, groveling before you on your carpet, and it's not easy. The pile keeps tickling my nose.
For heaven's sake, give over, Ray. Rise, Ray, rise!
Mr. Trumbull, you don't know what you've said. You've granted my rise.
What?
You won't regret it. You won't regret it, sir. What about backdating it to 1948? Let me see.
At 15 bob a week, £3 a month, except in January, which has 28 clear days and a few foggy ones. Oh, perhaps you'd work it out, Mr. Trumbull. I never was good at figures.
If you promise me, Ray, that this money will be spent on the home...
Yeah, I do!
Well, then I might reconsider my decision. I only turned it down in the first place because I wanted to see the firm's worm squirm.
Oh, lonely cock, come into lonely cock.
Oh, Mr. Ray! You look absolutely radiant.
Gloria, you're looking at the luckiest man alive. I'm getting a £500 overdraft.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Ray. But do have some of my pretty little notes until yours arrive. Shall we say just 100?
You said it so, Gloria. I could squeeze you like this.
Ray, put Miss Jackson down. What do you think you're doing? What is this?
You should know, Mr. Trumbull. It's just a credit squeeze.
I still can't believe it's really true.
Hmm?
We've got £500. Can I just see it once more, darling?
All right, darling. Just take a quick peep through this hole in the biscuit tin.
Yes, dear.
Doesn't it look nice?
Oh.
Aren't they cute in there?
Oh, yes.
All those beautiful little fivers snuggled up together.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Yes.
Now, I'll start on my list. Let me see. A pelmet for the lounge windows. Some new drapes for the lounge windows. And, I nearly forgot. Some glass for the lounge windows.
Now, Kitty, dear.
No?
Now, Kitty. We've got to be sensible about this. First things first, darling. Yes. Essentials first.
Yes, yes.
Let's face it, my golf clubs are pretty rusty.
Let's face it, so is your golf. Ted, this money is not going to be spent on that sort of thing, let me tell you.
What?
For a start, the spare room wants doing up. Why, even Mother complained about it last time she stayed here.
Your mother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's got to complain about. Look what I did. I even took the mirror out of her bedroom to stop her worrying.
Yeah, Ted. How can you? Why, if Mother heard you, she'd be put out.
She ought to be every night.
Ted.
And maybe we get some sleep when she's staying with us.
Oh, you know, if I thought for one moment you were serious, I'd go straight home to her. And stop reaching for the fare out of that biscuit tin.
Now, Kitty, you know all the time I was only teasing
well...
you. No, dear, this is for a nice bottle of sherry.
Yeah.
I mean, after a windfall of £500, we can surely treat ourselves to a little comfort, you know?
Yes.
A little bottle of gin and a bottle of sherry.
Yes, sir.
So while you're making your list out,
mm-hmm.
I'll nip down to the Fog and Nightgown and get a bottle of gin, two bottles of sherry, and a case of scotch.
All right.
And I suppose you'd like your usual orange squash?
Yes, please, sir.
Well, while I'm gone, dear, you can have a nice lie down under the bed.
All right. Under the bed.
Well, of course. How else can you keep your eye on the biscuit tin? You don't think of these little things.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. Oh, it's all right. It's only Kitty's orange squash. She'll have to make herself a cup of cocoa.
Well, a petition of Mr. Ray. Oh, hey, the new petition. I'm a Dutchman.
Well, Angus McGrab. You must have heard the bottle break.
Aye.
As a matter of fact, this is for a little celebration. My overdraft has just come through.
I heard about it, eh?
You did?
Still, with the luck up in heaven, you'd think that I'd kiss the Scottish Blarney Stone.
Oh? And what sort of luck is this you've been having?
The GG's, laddie, what else? I have a system here that can't fail. And for a wee pound, I can give you some certain information that can't fail for tomorrow.
You can? Let me in on this, Angus. Here's your pound. That's it.
Didn't you waste your money tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's the Sabbath. There's no horses running.
All right. Angus, you are right. That information was cheap in a pat. Wait a minute. That was a low-down trick. I could have worked that out for myself.
Well, there will not be said that Angus is a twisting man. For the matter of a wee £5 note.
Yeah.
I'm willing to impart my wee system that I found so successful.
All right, Angus, if this is on the level, and it had better be on the level, here's your fiver. Now give me the good news. What are you doing? Oh, blimey, I thought you were warming up your bagpipes.
No, about my system.
The system, yes.
The system.
That's right.
But don't worry. It's perfectly straightforward.
Yeah.
All you have to do is to back every horse with a jockey whose name begins with the letter M.
The letter M.
Aye.
That seems fairly easy to remember. Does it work?
Oui. Yes. Only yesterday.
Yes.
I backed three winners. I picked three jockeys. Lester Piggott, Charlie Smirk, and E. Smith.
Angus, you are a Mac genius. Just a minute, what are you giving me? What are you giving me?
Huh?
None of those names begins with an M.
Do they not then?
No, they're not the new, they don't then.
I'd like to ask you.
Rod,
please don't stand there grimacing like that. Think again about that.
What?
Who doesn't begin with an M?
They don't begin with M.
Why, there was Mr. Piggott, Mr. Smart, Mr. Smith.
Angus, you're right. I was a fool not to see it. Under this system, I can win a fortune. And I was going to waste my money on fridges and furniture.
Get the haggis out of your ears and listen. This is a double. In a week, I can double my £500.
You haven't told anyone else about this system, have you?
Oh, no. You're the first sucker. The first sucker I've told. Well, I'll be on my way, then. Good night.
For you.
And don't worry. I'll not forget the spalpeen who gave me this tip.
All right. I'm not too happy about this system of Angus McGrabs. 10 days now, I'm not a winner. I've got one in the first 19. Something's got to turn up. I'll ring the bookmaker and check the 4:30. Hello, is that Freeston, 9294? Can I speak to Honest Herbert? What's that? Well, when are you expecting back from Australia? Well, perhaps you can help, yes. Let me have the winner of the 4:30, will you, to put me out of my M for misery? Sure? You mean, Mr. Blenkinsop didn't win? What happened to Mr. Philpott? Did he? I can't say I'm sorry. I hope he can't swim. Who did win? Somebody must have won. Who was it? Who was the jockey? Mr. Manny Mercer. Well, what do you do when you get three M's in a row? My system falls down on that, you see. Thank you for nothing. And I hope Honest Herbert gets kicked by a kangaroo. What was that? And you. Goodbye. This is terrible. I'll have a look in the biscuit tin. Oh, only 2 fivers left. Kitty will never understand this. I know what. I'll make it look good like this. I don't suppose Kitty will notice now.
Kitty won't notice what?
Just Kitty won't notice.
Believe me, Edward Ray, I am just about fed up with your shilly-shallying.
Huh?
You've had the money all this time and you still haven't bought a thing for the house. And so, my charm, a little Kitty is going to take things into her own hands now.
You can't do that, dear. There's nothing to take. I mean, what are you doing with the lid of that biscuit tin?
Taking it off.
Taking it off.
And here it is. There's really quite a nice little wad in here. Well, this goes into my handbag, and now I can start my little old shopping spree. Well, what have you got to say now?
Bye-bye, money. Ta-ta, Lolly.
Well, I'll see you later, darling. I'm really going to enjoy myself with this little lot.
Well, I'm safe for a bit anyway.
Ted Ray, you low-down, conniving little wastrel, you.
Kitty, please. I can explain everything.
Oh, it certainly needs some explaining, boy. It just happened, mind you, to check the money in.
Yes.
What do I find?
What do you find?
2 5-pound notes with 98 soap vouchers in between.
As many as that? That's a lot of soap, isn't it?
A lot of soap. Yeah, well, it just won't wash. Come on. Where, and I want to know right now.
Where's the money?
Where is the money?
Where is the money?
That's it. That's it.
Where's the money?
Yes.
You know what I think? We've got moths at the bottom of our biscuit.
I think...
Yes, I remember. It's in the office, yes. That's a good idea, at the office.
At the office. Well, you just better be, Ted.
Yes.
And I can tell you another thing right here and right now. If it isn't back here by tomorrow night, I will certainly want to know why.
It will be back, Kitty, or my name isn't Honest Herbert. Or something. You've got nothing to worry about, darling.
No.
You'll see by tomorrow night, everything will be squared up.
Well, let's certainly hope so for your sake, Ted.
Never fear, dear. Always bear in mind the little motto I carry with me all through life.
What's
I've said it before, and I say it again.
Yeah.
The darkest hour is always just before the pawn.
Oh, good morning, Ray.
Morning, Mr. Trumbull.
Good morning, Miss Ray.
Good morning, Gloria.
I notice you're earlier than usual this morning, Ray.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Mr. Jackson. Time for our 11s. You hold the fort, Ray. Oh, by the way, I have a series of appointments for today, so Miss Jackson and I will not be returning until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, I think it'll be nearer 4 o'clock, Mr. Trumbull. After all, the big picture doesn't start until 2.
Oh, it's quite so, Miss Jackson. You will have your little joke. Oh, well, come along. I may see you later then, Ray.
Bye-bye. Have fun. Live a little. Buy a fortnight tub. That's got them out of the way. Now what do I do? I've still got to find £490. Let's have a look in this drawer. There's only 4 and 8 in the tea club. Silly to start. Oh, I don't know. What's in this other drawer? Only money. Money? Money? Stacks of it. The amount written on the top. £390. Oh, no, I mustn't touch it. Touch touche pas, not the grisby. Oh, I mustn't go to people's drawers like that. It's my drawer. It must be. It's in my desk. I've got to do it. I've got no option. This 390 has got to go on the 230. With the odds being paid on that horse Angus gave me, I can just get my money back. And this besides, so everybody's happy. I'll just ring up and place this bet, then everything will be all right. I tell you, there must be some mistake. It can't have lost by 25 lengths. It didn't. Lost by 35. Goodbye.
It's terrible. No, I'm an embezzler.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Oh, why, Ray, you're crying.
Oh, Mr. Ray, whatever's happened?
Everything, Mr. Trumbull. It's all to do with some money in my desk.
Oh, so you found it then, Ray. Your rise, 15 shillings a week, dating back to 1948, and you're emotionally overcome by it.
My rise. That was it. All that money.
This is terrible. Now I'll have to tell Kitty. I'll have Kitty on my neck, I'll have Mincing on my tail, and Gloria on my back. Just think of it. All this happened through transferring the money from one ledger to another.
What are you trying to say?
Don't you see? I got the money from a bank ledger and lost it on the same ledger. I've been done again.
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laidman Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.